2005, a very special date, the 60th anniversary of my sister Regina's birth. Happy birthday, sis. Welcome to everybody else to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. We've been wanting to do a program all about the UN for a long, long time, so that's what's going to happen this week. Stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
The United Nations organization has just celebrated 60 years in existence. Question, does the UN maintain international peace and security? Does it develop friendly relations among nations? Does it cooperate in solving international, economic, social, cultural, and humanitarian problems and promote respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms? You'd think so, wouldn't you? That information is on the UN Charter, and now many believe that the UN is obsolete, rife with corruption, overstaffed, irrelevant, and when it comes right down to it, never stands up to anyone over anything. Join us this Saturday on the Saturday Special with your host MZ and two informed guests who believe the latter. That's this Saturday on the Saturday Special with your host MZ on your Grease for Grub, Euros for Cheerios, and Pesos for Potatoes radio station AM 1080 KSCO.
And we are very proud and privileged to have as our informed guests on this subject Jeannie Soderman and Gary Richard Arnold in the studio with us. Welcome, Jeannie and Richard.
Yes,
I mean,
good morning,
Richard.
MZ.
I mean, Gary Richard, excuse me. How are you guys doing?
We're doing dandy.
Great. Now, Jeannie, I know that you travel quite a bit. You're actually quite dedicated to doing research on things that a lot of people just don't have the time to do research on. And I know you've been quite concerned for, you know, many years. You've been a fairly regular caller to KSCO for, golly, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, about 10 years, Michael.
Yeah, and so it's great. I don't think we've ever devoted a whole program to the United Nations. So let's do that. And for those of you who might feel that promo was a little one-sided, it is. No question about it. And if there are people in the audience that feel that want to chip into the conversation here and have a different attitude toward the UN than do our in-studio guests, we hope you will call at 479-1080 or 477-1340. It's the Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. So, Gary, this has been a favorite subject of yours for some time too, I guess, huh?
Yes, it certainly has.
Now, I don't hear your mic. Are you?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. That's what we're working with.
All right, so you can work. Maybe you can put him on a different mic. I guess when you get him up and running, we'll know it. And in the meantime, Jeannie can sort of fill us in on her thoughts here. Let me just start by saying that as a school kid, I thought the UN was just growing up. Everybody liked the UN, and now it doesn't seem like all that many people like it. In fact, I don't know how hard Rosie tried to get somebody for this program who is in favor of the UN and thinks it's a respectable organization. But my guess is that if she did try, she wouldn't have had an easy time of it, because I think people's perception of the organization has changed dramatically. What do you think, Jeannie?
Well, here in Santa Cruz County, there is an organization, the United Nations Association, and there's quite a few people that belong to it. And I'm surprised not one of those members came in to counter actually what we're going to be discussing. Because everything I say, Michael, and you know it is boring sometimes, but losing liberty is not boring. And that's why I do have a passion.
Sure, losing liberty is scary. I mean,
yeah.
There's no question about that. And just so you know, I'm just a great fan of yours, Jeannie. You need to know that, and the work that you do, and it's you do the heavy lifting for a lot of people, and people don't necessarily appreciate that. I think a lot of people roll their eyes when you come on and say, oh, here's that conspiracy theorist, Jeannie. But the fact is, I and my mom, and I know a lot of the KSCO listening audience has a great deal of respect for you. I just want to see if we can keep this thing moving so that if, you know, the facts and figures that you're so good at gathering is pretty dry to holding, you know, an audience sometimes that doesn't have much of an attention span. You know Boring Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. That's how he got the name Boring Jeff, because he started citing facts and figures one day, and I said, I could feel all the dials turning off or switching to another radio station, and I said, Jeff, we love you, but you're boring us to death here, so with your facts and figures, so see if we can, you know, cut to sound bites or something. And he has got a great sense of humor, and from then on he started calling himself Boring Jeff, and so the name stuck.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Okay, anyone that knows me, I am not boring at all. In fact, I've got quite a reputation as being Feisty Jeannie.
Good.
So I've come across a lot of people that understand what's happening. So we'll
and just
keep it
to
rolling.
Prove it, maybe like Kay, we can get a few jokes out of you sometime during the next during the program here. So I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
You know, I'm from New England, MZ, and I cut through the chase. No circular semantics with me. And there's a book out called The Birth of a Global Civilization. It was written by Robert Mueller. And this is so important because he is the chancellor for the United Nations University for Peace down in Costa Rica. But I'll just read one sentence, and this cuts to the chase what the United Nations is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the new ethics of what is right and wrong for our globe and for humanity. That is really the basic business of the United Nations behind all the politics and national interests. They're going to change our ethics of what is right and wrong. That's behind the United Nations and the elitist corporations. Now, I'd like to ask Gary, because he has info on how it started, but we'll try not to keep too many facts, Gary. But I believe that the United Nations is it's a pimp for the elitists and the bankers and the royalty of England. And so with that comment, Gary, how did it ever start, or who started the United Nations?
Yeah, there's absolutely no question. You go back to the earlier organizations for international treaties and so forth, and it ended up being headed by Taft, who was both one of our presidents at the turn of the century. But that developed into a couple other titles and eventually became the League of Nations at the end of World War I, which was designed to develop and have a world government as the League of Nations was supposed to be its structure. In fact, our California senator here, Hiram Johnson, the man that put in the recall and the initiative in the state of California, voted both against the United Nations and the League of Nations with plenty of good reason. The guide that they were using at the time was by Colonel Mandel House, who was known as the alter president when Woodrow Wilson was in office. And he wrote a book, Philip Drew Administrator. And he came out showing exactly, it was a plan book. It reads very much like Santa Cruz's Agenda 21, which Jeannie mentioned was promoted in this particular area by the UN Association out of San Francisco, New Haven, and here locally.
Hey, Gary?
Yes.
Now, you mentioned Agenda 21. It's the first time in this broadcast that it's been mentioned. And you said Santa Cruz's Agenda 21. I always thought that Agenda 21 was like a national thing, that it's only just a Santa Cruz thing? Is that?
No, it's an international plan that's being manipulated and put under different titles in different communities. They alter it a little bit, but it's basically the same plan.
And in a nutshell, if you can, I know it's pretty complicated. What is Agenda 21?
Let me answer that, Gary. Agenda 21 is the blueprint for the 21st century. on how they're going to manage the people, the plants and the animals and the globe and the earth. So it's a blueprint for tyranny. And they will tell us what to wear, how to worship, how to think, what kind of housing we should build, and what we shall do with our private property.
It's really scary, and I'm sure people are rolling their eyes now when you say that, Jeannie, because it's just too unbelievable. You know, this is a free country. I mean, even with the Patriot Act, a lot of people feel like, you know, what you've just described is 100,000 times more repressive than what many people feel the U.S. has become post 9/11.
Michael, even in the last few weeks, you look at the Supreme Court decision on private property, where now the communities can take it away to make it more efficient tax producer for them. 9 weeks earlier in Hawaii, there was a Supreme Court decision that said Chevron was allowed only to make so much money. They've taken that over. Presently, going before the Federal Elections Commission is a law to control political communications over the Internet. The stuff has gone out of control. We've got four members, and going back into the origination of the United Nations, you'll find that the Council on Foreign Relations was set up at the same time in Paris at the end of World War II when they set up the League of Nations. The U.S. senators voted against it, so they knew they had to do some type of program or propaganda in order to convert the Congress and the U.S. Senate to okay it the next time. And as I mentioned, our senator here from California voted against it, and I think one from Idaho and one other one. But this Council on Foreign Relations is the key to enslaving the United States. And as Jeannie said, how overwhelming it is. I've got the book here published, introduction by Senator Paul Simon, Agenda 21. This is theirs, and on page 315, look how oppressive this is. It says, the far-ranging programs of Agenda 21, to be successful, a concern for the environment must be integrated into every human action, every personal decision, what we manufacture, what we buy, what we wear, how we travel, what we eat, who we choose as leaders. That's their book. They're
okay,
promising
hey, listen,
you a paradise, and they're building a jail.
Yeah, nobody understands that and is concerned and angered about what you just said more than I do, because I'm not a big developer or anything like that, but you know, 15 or so years ago when 1979 is when my politics changed from being pretty liberal, you know, and that's when liberal meant free thinking and, you know, accepting and tolerant. You know, now it seems to mean just the opposite. What happened to me in 1979, guys, is that after being very frustrated that the cost of real estate was going up at such a crazy pace, even back then, you know, in the late 70s, that I didn't think I'd ever even be able to afford a dump in the town I was born and raised in, Santa Cruz. And good things happened with my business, and I was suddenly able to purchase some real estate, a lot that I wanted to build my house on. And when I went through the planning process back then, I'm talking, 26 years ago now? I can't believe it. So is that right? Yeah, 26
quarter
years
of a century,
ago.
You bet.
That's right. Back then, my politics changed overnight. I sort of became a redneck overnight when I had to appear before these five
Soviets.
They were people on a I guess it was called a zoning board, and I think there's still such a thing where they legislate, where they tell you what materials you're allowed to build your house from and what color you're allowed to paint it. I kid you not, this was back in 1979, and I said, this can't be true, but this can't really be happening. But it was happening.
That was the first wave of the tsunami that's hit us right now. You know, that's Article 5 of the, you know, what would...
And that changed my politics. I said, if this is what I've been supporting, you know, with being an environmentalist and so forth, because all through college and high school, hey, who isn't against pollution and who isn't in favor of preserving the environment? I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all.
So, MC, that was 79, and this is interesting because I'm going to get back to the United Nations and how corrupt they are and what their philosophy they think. This was in June of 1976, and the United Nations had a conference on human settlements. It's called Habitat One. And what they said is land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset. Private land ownership is also an accumulation of wealth and contributes to social injustice. That's why land must be controlled by the public, by the government. And this is the philosophy of the United Nations and all its treaties.
Mm-hmm.
So here we
now
have...
Now, that's really never changed, right?
No.
So, I mean, like, even back then, were you suspicious and distrustful of the United Nations?
No, I wasn't. Not until 10 years ago when I heard Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty. And I know a very good mentor of mine in Colorado, and he knew what was going on. He was part of the insiders, and he told me the whole story, what was actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see this as a big word again, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. It was a review of the whole Earth, and it came out of the Biodiversity Treaty, which we never ratified, but it's being implemented by our government right now administratively. But I actually read...
Even with Bush and the Republicans in control here?
Yep.
Because it sure seems to me that they're thumbing their nose at these environmentalists. And that's why, I mean, and I'm happy about that, because I think the environmentalist movement, you know, is not a good thing.
Well,
it's exactly the opposite.
George
Bush has rejoined UNESCO after being out of it for 30 years. And if you go to any of our schools in this county or across the United States, the UNESCO plans are being implemented.
Gary, so a lot of the people hate Bush. The main reason people hate Bush is because of the lefties say he stole the election. I mean, they'll never get over that. But the war in Iraq is the main reason that even some of the people who believe that he won fair and square in 2000 dislike him because of the situation that we find ourselves in Iraq now. But
that's all smokescreen, because in this biodiversity assessment report, you ought to go to the international meetings, which I have gone to. And who was there is the year of 2000, where they had a United Nations Millennium meeting in New York, and Colin Powell was there. And he was speaking on how wonderful sustainable development was and how the United States was going to implement it. So what some bureaucrats say, and our president says, the other bureaucrats go to the international meetings and say the opposite. And Colin Powell, he was Secretary of State. It's amazing.
It's again, the people that are putting together this whole world government are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And you look through the board of or the cabinet, and it's just one after another that are members. George Bush Sr., when he was ambassador to the United Nations, sent praise to Richmond, Ohio, that they Mundelized their city. They put the UN flag right up next to theirs. They tax their citizens to contribute to the new world government, etc. This was Dad, the old man, that kept calling for the new world order in speech after speech.
Yeah.
The present George Bush has made Laura the representative to UNESCO. She went to France to shake hands with Chirac over there and rejoin UNESCO.
What is UNESCO?
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Okay.
There's UNESCO, and there's UNICEF, and there's...
Education and scientific...
And cultural.
And cultural organization. And it's absolutely huge. The person that wrote the constitution for that was Archibald MacLeish, who happens to be a member of the Skull and Bones, which goes to Anthony Sutton, who found those secret papers some 20 years ago in this very county. And
it's almost like a worldwide web, if you will. Huh?
Exactly. It's a circles within circles, and it's...
So, you guys are of the opinion that this is an evil, insidious thing, right?
When you compare it
just this ball of insidiousness.
Well, with this weekend being the celebration of the 4th of July, it is the exact opposite. You read the UN Covenant. And they'll mention, you know, freedom of speech and all the other type of things, and then it says, within the purposes and law of the United Nations. It's not the individual right, you know, from God or from, you know, to us directly. It is always under their law.
Well, that's right. On the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, on Article 29, it says, everyone has duties to the community. This is interesting, duties. What's coming up in the future, MZ, is we're going to have duties mandated to us as citizens of the United States. Especially that's why they're emphasizing the community. It has to be a collective group. And on the Article 29.2, this goes against our Constitution, MZ.
Jeannie, is this a liberal conservative thing?
No.
It's not at all.
No.
Huh?
See, what they've done is it's always divide and conquer. And they have coined the words leftists, the right people, and it's really not. They've divided us, so we do not know the issues like abortion, pro-life, abortion rights, and so forth. And so here again, in this Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it says, in the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law, meaning the law can change by men. So it's a rule of men, not a rule of law.
Right. Gary earlier, just a few moments ago, brought up the horrendous decision handed down by the Supreme Court last week. It's actually more than a week ago. It was a week ago yesterday, I think. Involving eminent domain, and it is now apparently okay for local government
yeah.
agencies to decide that it is in the benefit of to take land not for public highway projects and so forth, but to hand over to developers. And I think it's absolutely wonderful that this fellow is. You know, back east has said, hey, he started a whole movement to take one of the justices' houses, the house that the justice lives in, saying, hey, it's going to be for the better good, and it's going to make more taxes, and so make him an example. I think it's really funny.
That's a clever illustration.
Very, very clever. We need to get him on. We need to get that person on with us here. In fact, I shot him an email saying, bravo, you know, I want to have you on the radio, and I'm sure he's gotten 50, you know, over a million emails, you know, patting him on the back, so I don't think he even has time to answer me if he wanted to, but, that very action, don't you think, has made an awful lot of people angry? So isn't it, as funny as this sounds, almost a good thing that something like this has happened, because it's going to awaken people to listen to you guys and what you've known about for years.
It's a new level sort of attack
pay more attention. You know, something's got to happen to wake people up, to knock them on the head, and I think that's a real good thing in that regard.
Well, again, the Federal Elections Commission going after the internet. I think that's going to hit an awful lot of people. Also, the attack by the administration. When I say administration,
yeah,
I mean both the Democrats and the Republicans in there. This is bipartisan treason,
uh-huh.
And they're just ripping us apart. And again, almost without exception, they are members of the Council on Foreign Relations in San Francisco. In 45, when they put this thing together, 47 CFR members were among the American delegates. The first acting Secretary General of the United Nations was Alger Hiss. His Soviet credentials are not as important as his Council on Foreign Relations credentials.
Well, that's right, because the elitists actually created the revolution, the Bolshevik revolution in Russia, and we were fighting communism.
Are you guys fading away?
No.
I can't hear you anymore. I don't know what's wrong.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now, barely, but I don't. Your volume has gone way, way down, at least on my end here.
Okay.
So,
Mike?
Yeah, that's.
Can you hear?
If you can speak closer to the mic, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
But,
I'm almost on top of it, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. And so here again, the creation of fighting communism was really a smokescreen, because behind that smoke was the Council on Foreign Relations. And it's a group of elitists, and you notice they're on the boards of all the big corporations. So it's public-private partnership that's being formed throughout the world.
Yes.
The government partnering with private corporations, huge corporations. So we've got to really get to the nitty-gritty of who is actually behind it. And their programs are horrendous, because I was at an international conference, and they actually said that it would be good to get rid of 90% of the people in the world. And the attendees, they were elitists. They had to pay about $5,000 or $6,000 to hear.
It sounds sort of Hitler-esque to me.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the Jacques Cousteau quotes, there's quite a few things. And that was printed in the UNESCO publication, as a matter of fact. He thought that some 350,000 people needed to be eliminated a day in order to make the planet livable. Just before Jeannie was talking about this this fascist, this corporate, whatever it is, I mentioned that Colonel Mandel House was Woodrow Wilson's alter ego. He wrote this book called Philip Drew Administrator, and I'm just looking here on page 183, and his plan was, says, to either place the government or state with a headquarters, put one of their people on the representations of the boards of all the corporations in order that the interest of the national, state, and city government could be protected. And that's actually what, you know, you saw at the front end 25 years ago when they were telling you how to paint your house. Inside the same book, this plan that's used by the California and International League of Cities, he claims that he supports communism as dreamed by Karl Marx. And this is their handbook.
You go
to the California League of Cities. It's funded by the Council on Foreign Relations, Rockefeller, Ford, etc. Every time you elect a new city councilman, they're sent up there. They're given a handbook and told how to keep some of their materials secret and away from the press, and that their loyalty is to the city manager and not the people.
That's
the
true.
City manager takes over.
Are you saying that that's what's happened in the city of Santa Cruz?
Well,
and that if we had you know, certain council members will not appear on KSCO and others will. But if we were to ask the ones who will, would they admit to that, or would they lie about
they
it, or would
to.
They say, you guys are crazy, you know, we haven't done, we're not asked to do such a thing? Any such thing?
I have a lovely article by Ann Garney, who was a city councilwoman for some time ago. And when she went through the process too, they're forbidden to communicate directly with the city manager to get any particular thing done.
So wait a minute.
Are you telling me
that when someone runs for city council and wins, that suddenly they're indoctrinated by some great force and that says you better live by these rules or else?
Absolutely. I subscribe to the California League of Cities. You go to their meetings and you're forbidden. I mean, the press is forbidden to go to, you know, some of the places. But they are.
All right. Well, this is all pretty fascinating stuff. I want to put it out for people to call in. Carl and Aptos has already been waiting for a while, so we're going to bring him on. But want to invite anybody who wants to call the Saturday special to do so. 479-1080 is the phone number to call, or 477-1340. If you want to fax, our fax number is 475-2967. The area code is 831 for all of these phone numbers. And if you want to email me, it's mz@ksco.com. It's the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080, KSCO, Monterey, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's MZ with Jeannie Soderman and Gary Arnold. And I see we've got phones ringing off the hook on, this is nice.
Okay, I don't see our gentleman here to put them on.
Pardon me? Michael left the studio.
Oh, okay. Well, Michael will come. I can put him on. I can actually put him on, but Michael has to have the pot, make sure that the pot is open.
Okay.
We'll find out if it is right now. By the way, if you want to call, the phone number to use now is 477-1340. Okay, we're going to start with Carl in Aptos. Carl, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on the air.
Thank you. I haven't heard the special like this in a long time. I started reading these kind of materials at the American Opinion bookstore you're talking about.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was in the 60s, huh?
Yeah, that's right. The late 60s, early 70s.
And us kids back then always figured, oh, that American Opinion bookstore, that's the John Birch Society, those wacko nutcases.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still true. It's a very interesting thing about this conspiracy. I've been very political and active, both in city council, in city government in San Jose. I can see what they're saying and about that. and also a radical with the Black Panthers in the 60s and an anarchist organizer. But the thing about these conspiracy things is all these kind of groups that are trying to do things, it's just you can look at it as just as a natural thing that people organize to try to do what they think is important. And whether there are conspiracies, under wraps that nobody would find out about, you know, is also obvious. It happens in every area of life. And so the thing is that you can never tell what's happening unless you had an insider, who was the fellow that Skousen wrote The Naked Communist, and it was about Whitaker Chambers and the guy that had turned. And so he revealed what was on the inside.
I'll tell you something that people like yourself can do is you start following the money. If you even go back during the Black Panther stuff, you'll find monies from the Ford Foundation. You'll find McGeorge Bundy there,
exactly,
and you'll find McGeorge Bundy as member of the Skull and Bones. And, your brother was the head of the CIA.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And the reason I first called in is because the things that these people will say, you know, will have a lot of truth. Some of it is just completely out of lunch, like this population growth, and murder people through abortion or birth control or just let them die of starvation in Africa. You know, that's completely out of lunch. The thing about the land, if you wanted to get into just that part of it, even Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson, and this is something I realized, years ago, too, is and probably most people have, when Jefferson was in France and saw that the noblemen would just control the forest and the resources and the starving people couldn't even go out and hunt the deer, he realized that, and he wrote about this in letters and other places, that when you have, you know, control of land like that, it's wrong. And Benjamin Franklin also wrote about that. And in the modern life, you know, we talk about land reform in Central America and places like this. So there is a truth in the fact that land is vital, just like air and water to people.
Well, yeah. If you look at only that, you're going to end up, joining hands here, because if anything, this is a movement to recreate feudalism with the powerful people on top. And if you do get a chance, investigate Club of Rome and some of the other material out there that you can actually get tangible on the population situation.
Okay, Aptos, Carl, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Our next caller will be, I believe, Krishna in Santa Cruz. Am I right? Is that you, Krishna?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, welcome to the Saturday special.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, there is no conspiracy as far as I'm concerned. What I'm hearing on the radio now exists. I won't even call it benign because I don't know how people can suffer it. In Europe, where the houses along the channels, they all look the same. They look beautiful, that I will say, but every tiny bit of laws that are made to discourage free enterprise, freedom of the individual, their constitution says it's not freedom of the individual like our constitution says, which is unique in this world, that it's of the good of the people. And the good of the people, again, are decided by a handful of people that go to this polytechnic schools. They all come from there. They all have the same bent of mind. This is what you're talking about is nothing but socialism.
Exactly.
Maybe
the people that really put that in, you go back and you look at the German Marshall Fund and the EU and all the funds taken from the United States in order to regionalize and try to make that a regional setup for the New World Order.
It's the French influence from old world colonialism that keeps spreading. And I sometimes wonder if our country, as it ages, is going to become socialist or not. It really bothers me.
I think it's pretty encouraging that there seems to be, in my perception at least, a groundswell of opposition to the UN right now.
Yes, because American souls are infected with this wonderful thing because of waves of immigration. People who immigrate here are free souls that are voted by their feet.
Krishna, are you familiar with the Fabian Association out of England?
Yes.
Okay. I think that would be real good if you just mention a little bit to the listeners, you know, how clever and how powerful that is. In fact, I think Blair was ahead of the Fabian Association.
Yeah, and I think that I hope to dear God, I don't think it's going to happen in this country because of immigration, because there'll be new blood coming in to refresh the sense of individual freedom. And as long as we have that in this country, and as long as people stay alert and aware, and if they do it by being alert to conspiracies or whatever, I say kudos to them, but this is the only thing we have left, is our Constitution, which says freedom of the individual.
They're not going to find it in our schools or their law schools. That's the problem. UNESCO's
been
taken over.
But, you know, something else is happening. Because of the pressure of so-called overpopulation, which is another canard, at least I remember in Africa, Leakey, trying to save wild animals, elephants, etc., they're beginning to understand that you have to allow human natural greed for self-aggrandizement, which is a wonderful thing, in order to save this planet, in order to save the animals. So, you know, they now farm animals so they can be alive and show it to tourists and give money to the villagers so they don't kill them to eat, etc., etc. So, you know, allow personal greed to flourish, and there will be so much generosity in this world. That's my philosophy.
Yeah. So you think I want to sort of give out a signal here to Michael here about the commercials. Before we're going to be running a commercial break here in just a minute here. But before you leave, Krishna, I want to get your opinion. Do you think that the UN is going to
survive?
Yeah.
I think it will survive in a sense, but it has to remake itself. It's just behind the times. That's all.
You think that's all it is, huh? So you don't think it's evil like the people, like, you know, like our guests do, right?
I think it's completely amoral institution I've ever seen in my life. Totally amoral.
And did I use too strong a word, Jeannie and Gary? Evil? You guys believe that, right?
Totally corrupt.
Okay. Evil is the right, but I didn't.
It is evil.
Yeah, it's designed to destroy our Constitution.
Right.
Our country is so unique in the world and for all time. And, you know, throughout the world, I mean, we became powerful and you know, free and
this is
and
the
prosperous.
Only, the only reason is the only thing, freedom of the individual matters,
now,
every person
now what
matters.
Right. What I'm afraid is, you know, good thinking people like Krishna think that reform is the answer. And the guys that are behind a reform that they're trying to put over, that Hyde, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, just sent to the rest of the Congress. The UN reform was developed by U.S. Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell and Newt Gingrich, both who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, these guys, it just, and their task force, they had 10 members of the Council on Foreign Relations on that.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if Bolton doesn't get in there, nothing's going to happen.
Okay, Krishna.
Bolton is more important than Supreme Court judges.
Thank you very much for your call to the KSCO Saturday Special. Always great to hear from you. 479-1080 or 477-1340, open lines. We're going to take a commercial break here, and we're going to start. We'll be back in just a few
minutes.
Running,
jumping, climbing stairs, things you take for granted until joint pain makes everyday activities unbearable. But you don't have to live with joint pain. Here's pharmacist Ben Fuchs to explain why.
Foods that cause the blood pH to drop into the acidic level will cause joint degeneration. So by alkalinizing the blood, you can help reduce joint degeneration. There's also supplements that you can take that can allow the body to rebuild cartilage. Most famous one, of course, is glucosamine. It can help the body rebuild cartilage. And this has been proven in numerous scientific studies that you can take glucosamine orally. You can take it into your mouth. It'll go into your digestive system, and it will go into your cartilage to help your cartilage rebuild itself. Remember, cartilage serves an important role in joint function. Cartilage has got a jelly-like nature that allows lubrication of the ends of the joints and acts as a shock absorber as well. Glucosamine, by the way, can help support collagen in the blood vessels as well. So you can help support the blood vessels that feed the heart and the blood vessels throughout the body by taking glucosamine supplements. Glucosamine supplements can also improve collagen production in the skin, so you can help minimize wrinkles with glucosamine supplements. Glucosamine sulfate can also be used to help rebuild cartilage. The glucosamine supplements have a multiple range of benefits for improving health.
Containing 100% beef gelatin, glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and manganese, the building blocks for bone matrix, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and connective tissue, American Longevity's Ultimate Glucogel is the ultimate source for healthy joints. And at $17.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll be building up your joints without tearing down your finances. Give your joints the support they need with American Longevity's Ultimate Glucogel.
To order or to pick up American Longevity products, call Scott or Jose at KSCO Radio, 831-475-1080. That's 831-475-1080.
Hello?
Mark?
Yes.
Dennis here from Day and Night Computer.
Hey, what's up, Dennis?
Checking in on you, man. I haven't heard from you. Most of the time people get a new computer, they call me with a question or two.
I don't really have any questions yet.
But I'm pretty happy with it, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very happy with it, Dennis. It's very impressive. Thank you so very much. It's a godsend. It really is. Better than anything you could buy at the store, that's for sure. So everything's working good on it so far. Yeah, I'm just very grateful to you for selling me such a good computer. Maybe that's why I haven't called you, because it was working so good. It's so darn fast. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, is that what you like the most?
Yeah, the speed and the features that it has. You know, it's just a very nice computer.
Talk to Day and Night Computers. Call 465-7340. That's 465-7340. Do yourself a favor.
Hi, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique. It's different than any other product in the whole line of American Longevity product. It's called the Tally. It's an ultimate juice. It's loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. Vitaly is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not? 888-352-7500 will get your order in. Again, 888-352-7500.
It takes a lot of energy to sell your home, and I have energy to spare. Hello, my name is Heidi Theodore with Sherman & Boone Associates in Capitola. How much energy do I have? I've lived in Australia, Japan, England, New York, and now in Santa Cruz County. I founded the Core Leaders Children's Theater, and this year we're putting on 4 plays. I founded the County Daffodil Society, and we planted 360,000 daffodils. And I buy and sell real estate across the world. When it comes time to sell your home, list with someone who has energy to spare. That's me. I'm Heidi Theodore, and I have energy to sell your home. Call me 24/7 at 831-464-5093. I'm Heidi Theodore with Sherman & Boone, 464-5093, or HeidiTheodore.net. By the way, there's only one Heidi Theodore, and that's me.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server colocation and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and Cold Fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the Internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. Got net?
In 1946, Big Creek Lumber began milling redwood trees grown on their coastal property. They introduced selective timber harvesting as an alternative to clear cutting. Today, the McCrary family is still managing their forests for this century and the next. Big Creek was the first wood products company operating in a redwood forest to be awarded the well-managed forest certification by the Forest Conservation Program of Scientific Certification Systems. Big Creek also received green certification from the Forest Stewardship Council for the responsible forestry they practice. And there's more. The California Department of Forestry has commended Big Creek for outstanding contributions to forestry in California, and the Department of Fish and Game commends Big Creek for outstanding wildlife conservation achievement. Big Creek also provides hatchery services for the Salmon and Trout Project and offers sites for recreation and research by scientists and students. The McCrary family is still managing our forests for this century and the next. Big Creek Lumber is growing redwoods for the future. Visit us on the web at www.big-creek.com.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
That was such a good jingle. I want another one.
Yeah, I'll give you another one.
Okay.
It must be. It has to be. With that big sound, it's gotta be KSCO.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special with MZ and special guests Jeannie Soderman and Gary Arnold. We got 9 minutes remaining, actually 8 minutes remaining in hour number one, and we're going to be on the air right up until 12 noon. So it is your opportunity to get on the phone and ask a question of our learned guests about the United Nations. And we're particularly interested in hearing from some people who might think that our guests are all wet on the United Nations. I mean, I'm interested in that. I want to see if we can present an alternative point of view. It ain't going to come from me, folks, because I don't like the UN. I haven't liked it for years, but I'm willing to listen to those who do. And I don't think there's too many of those types of people in our KSCO listening audience, but maybe I'm wrong. If I am, and in any case, I hope you will call 479-1080 or 477-1340 and participate in the Saturday Special on this July 2nd, 2005. All right, not sure who's on the line next, but we're going to go to...
Michael. Just to let you know, we hit the 5.5 minutes of spots, and that's it for the 2 hours.
That's it. Oh,
that
I understand.
Is it. That's fine.
That's fine. Well, we'll do it. That's great. It'll open up time for next hour.
All right.
But that's fine. The people that I see on the screen just have smiling faces.
Yeah,
let's see. And I don't have any on the computer. There's smiling faces and no humans. So we're just going to sort of fly by the seat of our pants now and put this person on the air whose name is. Hello.
I hope they didn't go to sleep.
Well, no, I don't think they. I don't think they went to sleep. I think what's the pot's up, right, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, here you are. Yeah, I'm sorry. I
guess you're talking to me. The screener didn't come on.
Okay.
But I was just going to say I had a comment to make. I've listened to your program for years and years, and I know you're on the right track. I do not have a computer, so I'm not on the Internet.
Okay.
I have a book I would like to send you, but I don't have your address.
Listen, I appreciate it, but I get hundreds of books sent to me, and people just waste their time. I'm a very slow reader, and I don't have time to read books. But I do have time to get on the radio now and learn what I can in terms of sound bites.
Well, I understand.
So I appreciate it. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, okay.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about the book that you, you know, just in a couple sentences or a paragraph or something? Just
no.
Share with us and mention the book?
No.
No?
No, not right now.
Okay.
What's
all right.
The name of the book, Andy?
I'd rather send it to you and let you peruse it.
Okay.
It's just a small book. It's only 100.
None dare call it treason. I know that's the one. But Jan, the next our next caller. I don't want people to use the radio show to call me and say, I want to send you a book. This radio show, ladies and gentlemen, is for people to call and participate in the discussion. Okay? So, Jan in San Lorenzo Valley, you're on the air.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you, Jeannie.
I just want to thank you for all the help you're doing to wake up America about what's going on. And also want to say that this is one of the main reasons you have people trying to control our guns. They want to take away our ability to defend ourselves when they set up everything the way they want.
The United Nations has a massive statue in front of it with a gun twisted. And it throughout the Agenda 21 that's published here locally, it also includes the higher regulation and eventual confiscation.
Right. And take, for example, what they've done in Australia. They took away their guns. And what are they doing? They're trying to take away their swords. In England, they took away their guns. Now what are they trying to do over there? They're trying to take away their knives. So, folks, wake up. Support your NRA and protect our gun rights. Also, they're trying to control our water.
Oh, water's big, Jan, because this is interesting, and I want to get local because it's so important of what's happening. In Felton,
right.
You've got two groups. You've got the big American Water Works, California American Water Company, and they bought the Felton water system a couple years ago. But there's a group called FLOW, F-L-O-W, and it stands for a locally owned water.
Friends of Locally Owned Water.
Well,
right.
They changed it. In other states, it's four, and here they put friends. Now, I'm an ex-environmentalist. I still am, but I used to belong to the Nature Conservancy, the Wildlife Fund, and Greenpeace until I realized they have been hijacked by the very rich and the very powerful.
Add the Sierra Club to that, Jeannie.
Yes, and I said, they are not going to hide behind my skirt anymore.
Right.
I refuse, as a woman and an individual, for them to use me. So on the water, this FLOW group is actually a very deep, radical environmental group. And who is behind it is Public Citizen. I have seen this group at the United Nations meetings, and they are radical. And what will happen if FLOW gets their way of getting the Board of Supervisors to control the water in Felton? Then the Board of Supervisors will have control, and God help us, because they are implementing the radical Agenda 21 sustainable.
Marty Wormhood is the main person there leading the charge.
Haven't heard her called that before. Anyhow, Jan, thanks for calling the Saturday special. We got quite a number of callers that we want to move on to. And if you want to call, the phone number is 479-1080 or 477-1340. Let's go to Marciella in Salinas, Marcella.
Marcella in Salinas.
Okay, hey, welcome to the Saturday special. We only got a couple minutes before the news, or less than that, actually, but we'll hold you over if you'd like.
Thank you. Jeannie and Arnold, can you please comment on how the World Health Organization is shipping mercury-tainted vaccines to the rest of the world and causing an autism epidemic throughout the whole world? There's an article in Rolling Stone magazine this month. It's called Deadly Immunity by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he comments how, as of 1999, the U.S. and the pharmaceutical companies in the U.N. have been shipping mercury-tainted vaccines all over the world, and now China has 1.8 million children with autism in 5 years.
Yeah, that's...
And this is through mercury-tainted... They're supposed to be eliminating these mercury-tainted vaccines in this country. They're doing a very poor job, and they're exporting them through the U.N. to other countries, and now there are epidemics in China, Canada, Israel, some of the Muslim countries.
Right.
Can you comment about that?
You only have about 30 seconds until the news, but go ahead.
The United Nations is tied in with the big pharmaceutical companies, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the mercury, you're calling it a thimerosal. It's
used
as a preservative, and they're injecting it into all the people in Africa. The people are dying there, not only of mercury, but the AIDS-tainted vaccines.
Have you read Emerging Viruses by Dr. Len Horowitz?
Yes, I have.
Please comment on that.
But hold it till next hour, okay? There's a lot more ahead, gang, so stay with us here on your favorite radio station or stations. KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. It's 11 a.m.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Robin Walensky. After 6 long weeks, she is found alive.
I asked her who she was and what her name was, and she said, "I'm Shasta Groney," and started crying and said she wanted her daddy.
Shasta Groney's grandmother, Sherry Morgan, speaking with Fox in an exclusive interview. The 8-year-old located at a Denny's in her hometown in Idaho. A waitress at the restaurant telling Fox News about her conversation and interaction with the little girl.
I said, "Honey, what's your name?" She said, "Shasta Groney," and she started crying, and I just picked her up. But I walked with her out to the officer's squad car and sat in the squad car with her and tried to keep her calm.
Now, police say Shasta was with a registered sex offender, a 42-year-old man identified as Joseph Duncan. He's 42 years old from Fargo, North Dakota.
He's a level 3 registered sex offender who served 14 years in prison after the 1980 rape of a 14-year-old Tacoma, Washington boy. That story is absolutely horrific. Duncan at the time was 16 years old. He stole 4 handguns and ammunition from a neighbor's home in Tacoma.
That is Fox's Adam Housley. Now, Shasta's brother Dylan is still missing at this hour. The children disappeared back in May after murders in their home in Coeur d'Alene. Their mom, brother, and another man found bludgeoned to death in the house.
Shasta. Shasta Grony and her brother Dylan had been missing since May 15th. The last they were seen on the 16th, though, was the day their mother and 40-year-old mother, Brenda Grony, and her boyfriend, 37-year-old Mark McKenzie, and their 13-year-old brother, Slade, were found in an isolated house near Lake Coeur d'Alene. They had been murdered.
Geraldo following the case.
He is en route to the hospital to see his beloved daughter. He's beside himself with joy over the fact that she is alive and, by all accounts, essentially well.
You're listening to News Fair and Balanced.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. Basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Your children are so precious. You'd do anything to protect them. Build fences, install security systems, even move to a safer neighborhood. When your children are at home, you think they're safe, but are they? What about the internet? Have you taught them to protect themselves online? Make internet safety a family concern. Visit www.netsmarts.org.
Our Fox top story at this hour, after six long weeks, Shasta Grony, the 8-year-old missing in Idaho, is found. She was at a Denny's, spotted by someone in the restaurant, a waitress there, telling Fox News she spoke with the little girl before police drove her away for questioning. Police say Shasta was with a registered sex offender. That man, 42 years old, Joseph Duncan, under arrest at this hour, still missing Shasta's brother, Dylan. In other news,
Laura and I wish all Americans a happy 4th of July weekend.
President Bush, during his weekly Saturday radio address, wishing the country a happy 4th.
On the 4th of July, we remember the vision and conviction of America's founders. We remember the ideals of liberty that led men from 13 colonies to gather in Philadelphia.
The president spending the holiday weekend at Camp David. Meanwhile, during the Democratic radio response, Senator Patty Murray from Washington State speaking about the troops, too, on this patriotic weekend.
We owe our troops more than just words of thanks and photo ops. We must also remember that we've made a solemn promise to take care of them when they return home.
And music to the world's ears.
Paris at the Arc de Triomphe. It's Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, in Hyde Park, Circus Maximus in Rome.
That is U2's Bono on the free Live 8 concerts ongoing right now in nine nations, including the U.S., where we find Fox's Lisa Bernhard in Philadelphia.
Philly's own Will Smith opened the U.S. Live 8 show in front of the Museum of Art here in the City of Brotherly Love, rallying the crowd to lend their support to end famine in Africa. Bon Jovi left the house, the Black Eyed Peas as well. Destiny's Child, one of their last performances before that group breaks up. And Kanye West really rallying the crowd. Nearly 1 million people expected here today in Philly, and 5.5 billion watching all 10 Live 8 concerts worldwide.
I'm Robin Walensky, Fox News Radio.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
That's right, you're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Michael Williams. It is Saturday, July 2nd, 2005, 11 a.m., and we've got areas of morning low clouds and patchy fog clearing back into the ocean by midday, otherwise sunny, highs in the 60s, midday, otherwise to upper 90s, I'm sorry. Southern interior afternoon sea breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, highest in the Salinas Valley. On the coast, we have west winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, northwest swell 3 to 7 feet at 8-second intervals, and patchy morning fog. We now take you to the second of 2 hours of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special, all about the United Nations. And we're going to get back into the meat of the discussion, but not until we talk about this scoop.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really got to go to KSEO Radio. Bye.
And Marcella in Salinas. Oh no! That's much too soon. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do the end of the program here. Marcella in Salinas was going to. She's still with us, and she'll be with us here for a little bit here. But at the top of the hour number two, we've got a little house cleaning to do here, and a wonderful opportunity for a news scoop for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have our own Steve Hartman on the line. And Steve, who probably should have been back in Montana here quite a while ago. There's one thing after another that's keeping him in town here, and so let's bring Steve on and say, Stevie, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, hello? I've been trying to get back to Montana.
Trying to get back to Montana, right?
One thing
after another keeps you here. What's kept you here this week?
The first thing was court case that Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association won against the city of Fresno, which basically put all cities under notice that any of them that were charging a franchise fee for city municipal utilities was doing so in violation of the law. In other words, cities like the city of Santa Cruz have been taking a 5% bounty on your utility bills illegally since July 1st, 1997. So for over the past 8 years, you've been getting pinched by city government. And they're not going to refund the money either. I think that if you were to file for the last 3 years' worth of payments, providing you kept your bills, you might have a good opportunity of getting them. But the court did not award back pay, so you would have to file that as an individual yourself. Anyway, as a result of the Measure X coming forth as written and promoted and put on the ballot by the city council,
in Santa
Cruz, I decided
to
write an argument against the measure because Santa Cruzans have become so helpless and cowardly since the progressives came to power that I figured if I didn't write one, nobody would, and the measure would go unopposed. So I did that, and as it turned out, two other parties also submitted arguments against the measure. So,
wow, so it's not only just Hartman doing the heavy lifting.
There's
now
a couple of folks out there, yeah. Uh-huh. And so what I did was I withdrew my argument because what they were going to do is take the three arguments, put them in a hat, and just pick one. And so I decided to withdraw mine, figuring that anything that had my name attached to it would immediately cause all of the dead progressives in the city to pop open their coffin lids, come climbing out, and charge me with the ones that are still alive. So I dropped my argument and let the others decide which one they wanted to run. But I was also absolutely upset with the argument for Measure X, because not only did it contain lies, I believe that the parties that authored this are in direct violation of the California Constitution, and so I decided to challenge that. And so what I did on Thursday was filed suit so that I can go to court to have their language not amended but thrown out.
Wow.
And for instance, one of their first statements is, a state court has said that only by passing Measure X can we preserve vital city services and prevent additional deep cuts. Court never said anything to Santa Cruz. Court never said anything about Measure X. In fact, when the court ruled, there wasn't even a Measure X birthed yet, shall we say. So what the proponents are saying is, oh, no, the court says we have to pass Measure X to keep whatever we want to keep, which is a lie. It's an out-and-out lie. The other thing is they say that Measure X is not going to cause your utility bills to increase. The city has to stop collecting this tax July 1st, which was yesterday. Consequently, the bill that you get the 1st of August, 1st of September, is going to go down. You will realize a savings. But then, if this measure passes, not only are you going to lose out on the savings, you're going to get jacked up an additional 3% on water, 3% on sewer, and 12% on your garbage bill, which means that when you add the 7% utility tax on top of this new tax, you're going to have a 10% water tax, a 10% sewer tax, and a 19% garbage tax. That's 20% of the bill, just about.
Before long, the taxes are going to be more than the service itself.
So they lied about that. Yeah. And the final big thing is they're threatening to cut a fire engine company. They're threatening to make fewer paramedics available. And they're threatening to eliminate or reduce crime prevention programs. Every time the city wants a new tax, they threaten the citizens of this community with their public safety. Not non-essential programs, only the essential ones that people have a right to feel safe.
Steve, I've always said that the best businesses are fear-based businesses. You know, like the people, the life insurance salesman says, "What if this happened? What if that?" You know what I'm saying? Fear-based
sure.
businesses. I think the politicos in control in Santa Cruz understand that concept and have been practicing it very effectively for many years.
Well, anybody in your listening audience can go right to the web. www.leginfo.gov, LEGINFO, and click on the California Constitution. They can read the whole thing. Particularly what I want them to do is to just type in the search, Article 13, hit their search button, and it will take them to Article 13, which was established by Prop 218 that passed back in 1996. And the sections in question are Section 35, Parts 1 and 2. And there's only three sentences here, so I want to read them so that people can understand what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do. And it says, the people of the state of California find and declare, 1, public safety services are critically important to the security and well-being of the state citizens and to the growth and revitalization of the state's economic base. 2, the protection of the public safety is the first responsibility of local government, and local officials have an obligation to give priority to the provisions of adequate public safety. The mere fact that the city council is threatening to cut your public safety services, in essence, to make you feel inadequately safe, means that this portion of the argument needs to be thrown out, and if they cut those services anyway, you need to recall every member of the city council.
Okay, Steve.
You people of the city need to start fighting and standing up for themselves, because Hartman's in Montana most of the time now, even though I will be a lifelong voting citizen of the city of Santa Cruz. They got to start standing up for themselves, because I'm sure that the majority of them are tired of being run over by people that are elected by out-of-towners.
Yeah. Okay, Steve.
Oh, final thought.
Way to go.
I have sent you the PDF file for the lawsuit action, and if you'll send it to Michael, you could post it on the website so that people can take a look at it.
Michael at the station?
Well, I sent it to you,
but if
you would forward it to Michael.
Okay, well, I can put it, we can put it up on the website, but that won't happen, and you know, for a day or two, okay? But
well,
we
Michael's
will
real good at that.
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you, sir.
He says he doesn't know either, Steve. All right, hey, thank you.
All right.
We haven't forgotten about Marcella in Salinas. We will continue, but can it be that we have a caller, a special caller on the on line one? Can that be, or is it an imposter, Michael?
I don't know. He said Roy Masters.
Okay. Now, hello.
It's Roy.
It is Roy. Roy, what a pleasant surprise.
Hi, Roy Masters.
Well, I was enjoying your guest.
So you've been listening? I mean.
Oh, yes, I have. That man understands the psychology of mind control. When people get into power, they become addicted to it, and they use the politics of fear and threatening people with their safety by removing the provisions of safety necessary by the government for the people to extort more taxes from them. And when your guest said, well, people are getting tired, they ought to stand up, the danger is when they get tired, they give in. That's the problem. They wear you out.
Yeah,
and then
you wear you down,
and
yeah.
They give in.
Uh-huh.
See, so it's not guaranteed that when you get tired that you will stand up for yourself. No, you will give in, and that's the psychology, and I just want people to know they're being tricked.
Wow. Well, okay.
But that's not why I called, actually, but I really enjoyed him. He's right on the money.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But
well,
I called.
Well, so, okay, so we're talking, this is a discussion about the United Nations, and I'll bet I know what you think about that. I don't...
I don't associate with lowlifes myself. I have a grandson, for example, who was destroyed by a certain person, now divorced. The whole four of them were destroyed. I've got two of them back. But he is still out there, 24 years out. He's zoned in on drugs, but he calls me often because he tries to get my sympathy because he still has a memory of my love for him. And he wants to come back to the house. I said, you cannot bring your world into my world. If you want to come into my world, you have to leave your world behind, and you see, and take on my atmosphere. And we should have both the same atmosphere from in our own hearts. And so, until you're ready to do that, son, grandson of mine, you can stay out there as long as you like, because I don't want my world contaminated by you bringing your world into it. I don't want my grandchildren contaminated by your influence.
Sure.
See, so I would. It's a huge mistake to think that you could be in bed with the kind of people that are ruled by dictators that even elect their dictators, even elect them, like Hitler Germany voted away their dictatorship and voted away their democracy and voted
yeah.
a dictator. So
right.
You have to understand the mindset, the whole, only 1% of the world has ever lived in freedom, because once a dictator gets in power, you see what's happening in Iraq. You could hardly get your freedom back.
Right.
Our own freedom was hard fought and hard won. You can't associate with governments that are criminal.
So
you're just inviting them into your house.
Yeah. So one question I haven't asked, and it's an obvious one, and I'd be real interested in what Jeannie and Gary are.
I called for a special reason.
Okay.
Can I just give you a quick?
Yeah. Real quick, but we got to stay on the subject here, so if we can.
It's all right. Dr. Wallach's medicines or what is drugs, not drugs, what do you call them?
Yeah, the nutritional supplements.
Nutritional, yes.
Yeah.
I've begun to take them.
Uh-huh.
You've been on me for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, I've started taking the minerals because my digestion got better and everything. I couldn't take them before, and the minerals are beginning to help in remarkable ways. I just wanted you to know.
Wow, thanks for calling on the air to say that.
Why not? Why not give credit where it's due? I have to kick butt a lot. Why not just say something good is something good?
Well, that's great, Roy. Yeah, and it has been years. I've been saying, hey, you know, do this. Everybody needs this. People call Doc a snake oil salesman because no matter what ails them, he says, take the pig pack. Well, the reason he says take the pig pack is because the pig pack is needed by everybody. It's a funny name he's given it. But
the only problem is that I knew better. I knew that unless I understood the causes of my problem, and I couldn't digest food very good, so putting that stuff in my body wouldn't have helped any, unless I get slowly but surely to understand the causes. All the drugs and all of the nutrition in the world really doesn't help that much. It helps a little bit,
right?
You know, but it doesn't help. But once you get rid of the main problem, then you're those remedies,
nutritional supplements, you know, the building blocks that everybody needs instead of that people don't need prescription drugs 99% of the time.
That's correct.
You know, if you get hit by a truck and you're going to need a surgeon to fix you, no nutritional supplements in the world are going to do that. But anyhow,
you got to get your ducks in a row. You got to get your mind straight, your emotions straight, and then you can see clearly, you know, not to use the pharmaceuticals and use nutrition and
right.
eat sensibly and react properly, and then you can have a life of glowing health. You know, my heart bypass failed. My heart bypass failed, but I grew new capillaries because I understood about diet.
Uh-huh.
And in a way I never understood it before. And one of these days I want to share it.
That's great. Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, we've talked about this before, and we've almost got it together where you and I can do a regular show about mind health as well as body health.
Absolutely.
And make it a real interesting and not too dry, because that's always the challenge for a lot of this esoteric stuff, you know.
Absolutely. You know, Michael, you know me for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be behind something if I didn't trust it and believe it.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate your call, Roy. Happy 4th to you and the family, and we'll be in touch real soon.
And tell everybody to put out the flags.
Absolutely. You just did. Thanks.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you.
It. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Roy Masters, who does the Advice Line program on KOMY, AM 1340, live each evening from 10 to midnight. And he and I will soon be doing a program in prime time. We're not exactly sure. Probably be on a Friday or something. We'll start out with one day and see what happens. We're going to see if we can make this a program for the masses. It'll be a challenge, but we're going to try. Another thing that we're going to be doing is switching our KOMY radio station to Progressive Talk Radio. Yes, sir, you heard me right. Yep. I was thinking that Steve gave us a scoop, so I should give him a scoop, but he hung up. And before I thought to give him the scoop, so I'll just give it to everybody. Starting week after next, the people who have been chiding us for not having a place for them to have their talk radio discussions, and KSCO has always been that place, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they just haven't used it. We're gonna pretty much dedicate KOMY for that purpose, for Progressive Talk Radio, and we think it's going to be pretty successful in our Monterey, Salinas, particularly Santa Cruz. So we'll see what happens. We're going to give it a whirl here. So stay tuned to AM 1340. And if you start hearing stuff that sickens you, you're always going to have KSCO to kick around. Okay, back to the subject at hand here, the UN, and I think before the news, which was almost 30 minutes ago, poor Marcella in Salinas was telling us a little bit about vaccinations, and had asked a question of Jeannie. So you want to restate that question, Marcella?
Yes, I wanted her to comment about emerging viruses by Dr. Len Horowitz about the spreading of AIDS in Africa by the UN and the CIA.
Well, this is very interesting because it was hepatitis B shots that they gave to the children in Africa. And in that hepatitis B, there was a HIV envelope. And it did create the AIDS in Africa. Africa is just decimated now. In some countries, it's like 80% of the people have AIDS. And Africa, I feel, is gone. It's run by the De Beers Corporation, the Diamond Corporation. And they're after the resources. It's the CFR and the elitists. So there again, what you have is the elitists and the World Health Organization. It's a specialized agency of the United Nations, giving disease and death to the people of Africa. Not only in Africa, but throughout the world. They are also have the mercury preservative thimerosal. And it used to be 1 in 10,000 children had autism. correct. Now it is 1 in 166.
It's actually 1 in 33 boys. 80% of autistics are boys.
They're targeting the boys. You're exactly right. And there again, the World Health Organization is for fluoride, to put fluoride in our water. And this is where we're fighting really hard not to have this poison put in the water. I was just at a big conference in San Francisco, and it was 7:30 in the morning, and there was a talk by a Center for Disease Control man. And I thought, I want to hear him talk. And I've got it videoed where he actually says fluoride is a nutrient. And the dentists love fluoride. There's only 2 or 3% of the dentists are against fluoride. But the dentists are calling the CDC and saying, we want fluoride. What's wrong with cosmetic purposes? We want the health of the teeth. And he actually, the CDC guy, actually said, it is only good topical for children under 9 years old. So if that is true, why are they going to put it in the water? Hello?
No, that's right.
There's it's a pregnant gasp.
Oh, how about dental amalgams that are full of mercury that women are not aware as they breastfeed their children, they are passing the mercury from their dental amalgams onto their children.
And that's true. And this is all.
Wow. Marcella, you know, this is, well, I guess there is a tie here, you know, with the UN, because I guess they're behind all this, right? Or
they should be behind sanitation and nutrition, but they're just pushing vaccines, and they have liability from prosecutions. Just like in this country, there's liability from prosecution. California, Iowa, and Missouri are the three states that have passed laws that don't even take effect until 2006 to get the mercury out of the vaccines. But
Marcella,
right now,
you don't call very often, but when you do, you know, the topic that's really close to your heart is vaccinations and so forth. And
it affects every child in this country and in the world.
Okay. Well, what I'd like you to do, if you can remember, is call Rosie on Tuesday.
Right.
Make sure she has your name and phone number so we can arrange for a time in the not-too-distant future to do a program all about that with you as the guest, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. It was Marcella and Salinas. Give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340. The topic today is the UN. I particularly would like to hear from someone who thinks the UN is good and not bad. I think it's bad. I really do. Am I wrong? I've been influenced not so much by our guests, Jeannie Soderman and Gary Richard Arnold. I just think they're ingrates, and I think at the very, very least, as my mother had said in a recent commentary, that we should stop being an idiot here in the United States and stop catering to and cajoling people who bite the hand that feeds them, and at least eject them from the from being hosted here in the United States of America, here in New York City, and probably leave the United Nations altogether. Because what do they do for us? They seem to be against us.
Michael, you know? I don't think anybody can be for the United Nations if they're thinking at all, unless it's Garland and put together with the PAP put all over through their UNESCO programs with the children. Even if you didn't believe in the conspiratorial
theory of history. There are some UNICEF and UNESCO people. My sweet, wonderful former English teacher, you know, Mary Duffield. I'm sure if she was listening, Mary would call the station now and she would say, of course, I'm for the United Nations and I'm for children and I'm for the... I think there are a few people out there. I don't know how many of them are listening on KSCO or whoever listened to us, but, you know, I'm putting it out nonetheless, and we do have open lines at 477-1340. So, well, I spoke a little too soon, but call anyhow because people drop off. You know, they get tired of waiting and so forth. Let's go back to the phone lines now, okay, and talk with Jerry in Salinas. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the Saturday special.
Hi, I just wanted to say, you are fantastic, MZ, for giving all of your listeners the truth, and this UN subject is just super. You're doing a wonderful job, and I love your station and you and your family.
Thank
so
you.
We really appreciate what you're doing to tell the truth about the UN.
Thank you for the kind words. That was Jerry in Salinas, I think. Here comes Big Gun Gordy in Boulder Creek.
Good morning, MZ.
Hey, thanks for waiting.
Hello, Jeannie and
Hi,
Mr.
Gordon.
Arnold. Thank you very much for bringing this up. Locally, there's something we can do right now. We got this Felton Water takeover. I encourage everybody to pick up the Valley Press last week. We're finally, we got our side of the issue in there. I want to tell you a quote from Mark Stone, our supervisor of the 5th District. He said, keep the emotions high. And that tells me that he doesn't want people to think. You know, when the Felton Water is taken over, if it's taken over, this will require them to fluoridate the water. That will tip the edge of a number of connections requiring under state law that that water be fluoridated.
Wait a minute, because if they take it over, you mean there will be more connections because you have to figure in all the other water companies that they own, and so they will have to automatically fluoridate? Is that what you're saying?
Currently, San Ramon Valley Water is just under the limit for requiring fluoridation. 10,000 customers is what they need.
Why is there such a requirement in the first place? That's what
I
understand.
Well, that's a good question, but this is state law. If you have 10,000 connections in a public utility district serving water, fluoridation is mandated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other issue I wanted to bring up is the Law of the Sea Treaty, what Jeannie thinks about that. And the last thing, I want to remind everybody that this is 4th of July weekend and to really think about their freedoms and the freedoms that they've lost since last year.
Amen.
Okay.
So
thank
that,
you.
I'll get off the air.
Thank you, BGG.
Up.
You have a great great Freedom Weekend. Okay.
You too, and get that flag out there.
Great, thanks. Okay, there goes Gordy. And,
yeah. Before Jeannie goes into that, the person that was navigating the Law of the Sea Treaty through the Bush administration was Howard Taft the IV, who also is a member of Skull and Bones, of which Bush and Kerry are also. But the goal and the purpose and the collusion of these people is a world government. And the law of the sea will create taxation so the UN will be permanently funded. We spent
Are you guys a voice a crying in the wilderness?
No.
Do you think that there is any? Obviously, there are more and more people who are listening to what you have to say because I'm one of those people. But don't you think that? I mean, what can happen? It seemed like there's so much entrenchment already that I don't mean to be negative, but God, how do you overcome where we are?
Start replacing the local people
with whom are you
with
gonna are either are either of
21.
Are either of you going to run for anything?
Well, I'm willing. What position do you want me to take, Michael?
I don't know. I mean, I know you're a hard worker, so maybe you ought to run for something. But you got to get out and you got to get some media time. You know, more than just on KSCO. For people to be able to listen to you and realize that you're not a nut.
You're right. A lot of people think that you can depend on either the Republican or Democratic Party. The Republican Party's had the prestige because the Democrats have been in the forefront of a lot of the movement towards concentration of power. But recently, the Firestone contingent of the Republican Party, the old man Firestone was the Firestone Rubber Company, was the one that helped finance Henry Luce's magazine, Time Magazine, which is Henry Luce was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. His son is out of Santa Barbara. The father, according to Time magazine, called for a world government way back in 1941, both in England and the United States, and I got copies of those old magazines. But their heirs are here active inside the United States, inside of California, inside of Santa Barbara, and they've been taking primaries up and down the state, including the one here in Santa Cruz was taken over by their group under the guise of being moderate.
What do you guys think of Fox News?
Well, most of the guys on there are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. You got Tony Snow, Barnes, Fred Barnes. You got Bill Kristol, who's Bilderberger CFR. His father was part of the CIA that put together Encounter magazine.
So we have this connection with Fox News Channel now because they do our, you know, we're an exclusive affiliate in the Monterey Bay Area for Fox News Channel, top and bottom of the hour news. Fox Radio, News Radio, actually. Plus, we have a program, the Alan Combs Show, which we run live on KOMY from 7 to 10 p.m. each weeknight. It's a very, very good program, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't heard it, don't kill your TV. Tune in to KOMY from 7 to 10. Great program. So we have this connection at Fox. And so because they're CFR-type people, they're probably not going to give you guys the time of day, even if we were to call them and ask them to, huh?
I think not.
Uh-huh.
It's a shame.
I mean, I don't know how you can do it because as much as I'd like to think KSCO is much more powerful than it is, it's not. You can't.
Well, it is, Michael, because it's education of the local people, such as this ballot that these Felton people have to vote on regarding do they want the Board of Supervisors to take control of the water system in Felton. It actually comes down to local control. And if we can get the information out and educate the people, then they can make an informed decision. And that's why KSCO is so wonderful, especially from 10 to 12 on Saturday. I really have to thank you and your mom, Kay, because this is one of the few local stations that the ordinary person can come on the station and talk. And so it is important locally.
Michael, also, within the last 2 weeks, Michael Savage went after the Council on Foreign Relations. I thought, my shoes would fall off, but
wow.
He did a terrific job.
So it's pretty good that we'll probably be running him live from 4 to 7 on the big station then, huh?
There's good information. I don't agree with – I don't think you have to say that about anybody. Nobody agrees with everything, with what people are saying. Also,
people are getting tired of Phil Hendry, I think, at that time slot. I think they want Michael Savage.
Yeah, I am.
Now, Mancow in the morning has dropped a number of things that are pretty close to doing exposés on the world.
He's totally a libertarian. A lot of people say that Mancow is a conservative. He ain't no conservative. He hates George Bush, because of George Bush's connection with the FCC and freedom of speech and how the Janet Jackson thing with the Super Bowl a couple of years ago resulted in the FCC going after radio and abridging freedom of speech there. Anyhow, long story. I don't want to really digress at this point.
Yeah, if you have callers, probably should get that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go to our good friend Richard N. Watsonville. Richard, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, I'm one of those that are for the United Nations.
Oh, good.
It's awful strange that you enjoy Alan Combs because he's not a member of the CFR or the... he has nothing. The guy is completely, like you say, liberal.
Okay, Richard, why do you like the United Nations? I'm going to take you on.
Because I pledge allegiance to the United Nations of the world there, Jeannie.
Okay, that's...
He's just kidding. He's just kidding.
I am a card-carrying world citizen from the World Service Authority.
Richard is the consummate tweaker.
No, wait a minute. Mike, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine.
Uh-oh.
It's as simple as that. I mean,
not mine.
I've been dragged around this county for 53 years now, listening to all these yahoos like Jeannie and everybody else coming through here from New York and back from the East and coming out here and telling me what problems they have out there. If they don't like it out there, send the United Nations back to San Francisco, where it started at. I mean, that's
Richard, you play mind games.
No, I'm not playing no mind games. I'm telling you the truth, the way I really see it. Because I am sick and tired of these people. If Jeannie was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR...
They wouldn't ask me.
No, you wouldn't be there. Why don't you guys get Stanley Monteith? You talk about Radio Liberty, you talk about Stan Monteith. Why don't you get him to run for office? You guys don't want to run for office. You guys want to sit there and complain and moan and groan about the government and the world doing this against you? No, you guys are going to lose your property through eminent domain because you stayed focused on the First and Second Amendments. And that's all there is to it, the freedom of speech and your guns. And now that they're going to take your property, now everybody's looking at the other amendments, see? Mm-hmm. It don't work that way, Jeannie. You can't just say, well, I just came in from this conference here in Rio de Janeiro, like you used to do, and this is what's going on. This was, and now you're sitting back like, I see, I told you so.
Well, Richard, you're doing some guesses here. We've got the table spread out with papers here. I've got them going back to 1971 here, talking about the taking of property. We had Michael talk earlier, 25 years ago, about what they were doing with him, and it's replete with it going right back to 1945 with the United Nations.
All right, Gary, you want it now? We used to have a drive-in in Watsonville. Do you remember that drive-in?
No.
No. Well, it was just about 10 years ago. There was a drive-in there called the Starlight Drive-In. The school district decided they were going to put a school there, and they used eminent domain.
That's okay.
I mean, they're doing it.
What's
right
not
and
okay
left.
Is what has just been approved last week.
No, if I'm Donald Trump and I come in there and I say, look, that beach flats in Santa Cruz is a dump. Everybody that owns there is paying cheap taxes, property taxes on that place. I'll give you twice the tax money. If I go to Mike Rockin, the mayor of Santa Cruz, and say that, he's going to use eminent domain and scrape that place down, isn't he?
You're the perfect candidate. You should join the United Nations Association here.
Well,
but anyway,
I used to run around with a little milk container collecting money for UNICEF on Halloween. Remember, Mike?
Very well, very well.
That's when you mentioned.
I used to get all excited when I got a quarter instead of a penny.
Well, exactly. When that was all run by Miss Duffield, the same lady that you were talking about as the teacher.
Right.
And here she was trying to get all of us little kids to appreciate and actually connect up with other people in other parts of the world and help them out. And here are these old, wrinkled up, gray-haired, haggard old things that you want us to believe is no good now because of the United Nations.
Well, I think you should go ahead and join the other 190 governments that are made up of fascists, socialists, and communists. Another couple dozen are sustained by the International Monetary Fund as subsidiaries of them.
And combined our
freedom and our rights and knock
freedom?
Out our Constitution.
What rights have you got, man? You
yeah.
ain't got no rights. You're complaining you ain't got none.
What? If you listened earlier in the show, you'd understand.
No, I've been listening
okay.
to the whole show.
I invited such such a position, and we got it. And
yeah.
hopefully we'll get some more.
Bye, Richard.
In, in the 15 minutes we have remaining. There goes Richard N. Watsonville.
Yeah, thank you, Richard.
That is his true name. Okay, here's Asa in live. Hello, Asa. Remember us?
Hi. Yeah. Listen, I just have a question because I have just heard just briefly on the radio, and I can't even remember just where it came from. I don't, you know.
It must have been from us because we're your favorite radio station.
Well, of course you are, but that doesn't. But. Anyway, sometimes I have to switch just to, you know, see what's going on in the world. Anyway, I heard this thing, and I just had a hard time believing it, but I thought maybe one of these two could tell me if it was true. And from what they're saying, it might be true. There is some kind of a group that is trying to change the boundaries of the United States so that it no longer exists. We will just have boundaries all the way around North America.
Oh, absolutely. The new CAFTA treaty also.
That's
why
true?
The borders are not being enforced. Yes, it's absolutely true.
I can't stand it.
I have an email here, this just in, ladies and gentlemen, from Marcia. It says, hi, Mike. Scary, important topic, but too many commercials and breaks in your two-hour program. I called one friend to be sure to listen, but he probably turned it off before listening because there was a 10-minute break of commercials before you resumed. I have several other friends who should be listening, but they are not good at taking the suggestion to turn on the radio for a good program. One of the callers alluded to autism. I'm also believing that the epidemic of depression is a symptom of people realizing the continuation of wool being pulled over our eyes through the denial and complacency is wrong. Kay, this show is great fodder for an editorial. That's from Marcia. Okay, now there's yet another email. Wait a minute. It's a voicemail. Do I dare play a voicemail?
Go ahead, MC.
Huh? Really? But I haven't heard it. It might have a profanity.
Well,
huh?
That's a $50,000 fine, huh? Oh, man.
Okay, here, let's...
Wonderful. I am so grateful for you bringing to the attention of your readers
okay. Well, that's Jerry. She calls a lot. Of, she's very grateful, and we appreciate that Jerry's grateful. But, Jerry, we called three times yesterday and one time today on the radio. And now, okay, that's enough. We don't need to hear more of that. But thank you. I don't mean to be ungrateful. Nick Clifford, MZ, does this mean Savage will be moved, will at last be moved to 1080? Maybe I can start listening to the Savage Nation on your station again instead of... have never understood your preference to Phil Hendry over Savage. And that's from Nick C. in Felton. And sorry, Asa, I didn't mean to ignore you. So I think she hung up. But
MC, I want to talk also about the United Nations, what's coming up regarding Codex Alimentarius. It stands for the Food Code. And what they're deciding now under the United Nations is what kind of vitamins we can buy, what's going to be ruled as drugs, what is the potency. And so they're actually, the United Nations is going to impose the regulations on vitamins, herbs, and classify them as drugs. And then we have to go to a doctor to get our vitamins, and especially vitamin C.
We've actually talked a little bit about that a number of times. Yeah, it is, and we need to talk more about it. Although, I shouldn't say this, but with people that I know and trust, and my gut tells me, and I've said this before on the air, gang, that if this comes to pass in this country, I think there will be lynchings of public officials. So I don't think it will come to pass. I really don't. I think people will be killed if they do that. I think people will be shot dead in the legislature if they do that. Mm. Don't you think?
It's possible, Michael.
Yeah. So I'm not really too concerned about that, even though I think it's outrageous that they're even considering it.
What makes us free as people in the United States is private property.
Yeah.
And recently, the UN, the United Nations Secretary General, Kofi Annan, he was in Paris. And he said, what makes people free and wealthy is business, generates employment and wealth. He didn't say private property actually produces wealth. And so that really upsets me, because what they're doing is substituting the big business for private property. And that's why all the regulations are coming down in Santa Cruz County regarding private property. They want the water up in the mountains. Once they get the water, they want the land. They want the people out of Santa Cruz Mountains for the wildlands corridor. And this will be lions and bears and all animals, but no humans will be allowed. And that's the ultimate, MZ.
Oh, you get enough of those, they'll eat the humans.
Well, that's what they want.
Yeah, anyhow, let's go back to the phone lines. Roxanne, is it Roxanne in Santa Cruz?
Right.
Hey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Well, originally when I started listening to your broadcast and actually heard what it was about today, I started with a giant chip on my shoulder, because I felt that the United Nations has come under a lot of fire since many of the nations did not support our war in Iraq. But after listening to your speakers, the very things that I have noticed and been absolutely frightened by are the things that they are mentioning. The ruling about the private property, I'm wondering, honestly, how far our government is going to go before there's really a real revolution. I thought it was a stroke.
It doesn't have to go much farther than what they did last week, in my opinion.
They who?
The
Supreme
Court
ruling, yeah.
And I think Sandra Day O'Connor, that's the reason that she resigned. That's what I think.
I believe that also. And so all of the things that you have been alluding to today, I really hate to get a feeling of hopelessness, and sometimes I really have it about our country. I feel that such giant steps are going to have to be taken to turn things around, to get us back on the right track. And I don't even know how to say it honestly, but I am really thankful that you're bringing these things to the foreground. I believe that the man who spoke about the beach flat, who was I believe that these are the kinds of things, although people didn't want to see it because it didn't have anything to do with them. They thought, well, it was a great plan to take, you know, beachfront property and turn it into, you know, money for our city, that they don't realize they're next.
Absolutely right. The thing is coming home to everybody now with the property and the fact the Internet, there's, 11 million Internet users that will be affected by this federal Elections Commission.
That's another thing that'll cause a lynching, so I don't believe it's going to happen, even though it's scary.
You may not think so, but, you know, our...
Don't you agree that it would cause a lynching? Those are two things that would cause lynching. There'd be real lynch mobs in this country. Not just Minutemen going to do what our government should be doing at the borders. I'm talking about real people going out and killing congressmen and senators who vote for this.
But I could see our city council jumping on this right away. I believe like that beach flats plan will be put right. It's gone in. Every 20 years they've revived it, and now there'll be nothing to stop them. I mean, I really believe that this has opened a doorway that people have just been waiting for. Not because we really don't have enough money, as your other host was talking about, like threatening our public safety because there's not enough money, adding on taxes. You know, in my own little way, I do everything I can. I don't subscribe to cable TV anymore. I had a $35 package that with all of the random taxes added on was $50 a month. I stopped it. I don't have a telephone long-distance service because the taxes at the end of that are based on the number of long-distance calls or the amount you spend on your phone bill. So I use a phone card. But honestly, none of these things are really working, even though people fight it on an individual basis. And so I guess what I'm asking for, maybe in the last part of the program, what is the hopefulness? What is it that we can really do?
You take care of yourself.
Wow, you ought to be a host
on
KSCO.
Each one teach one. It's not,
It's very important that you go down to the Board of Supervisor meetings and just voice your opinion. You know, when I go down there, there's myself and one other person.
Do you think anybody listens? I've done that.
Yes.
For many years I did it. I gave up.
Yes. In fact, it's put on public television, and I have people come up to me. And I was walking in the dark one time, and I just could see the side of my face. And one man was at the bus stop, and he says, "Are you Jeannie?" And I says, "Yes. How did you know?" And he said, "Because of your profile, but I've heard you, and I listened to you on the Santa Cruz public television station." So people do listen, and people are getting educated. This is what the elitists and the very powerful want us to be.
Do you have a regular program there, Judy? Jeannie?
No, I don't.
But just because they've seen you at public meetings that have been covered.
Yes, that's at the Board of
interesting.
Supervisors.
See that? Well, that's good.
Say one thing. You said that Jeannie should run for office. Now, what I have seen, and this was brought up, is that the minute someone gets into office, they are orientated in a way that they are never the same person again.
Exactly. And in the earlier part of the show, I mentioned how they're
exactly.
given handbooks and sent to these different places. But I agree with Richard's earlier call and yours right now. By running for office, if you have some integrity, you're not going in there just for self-aggrandizement.
Right.
You've got a 200-word thing that you can stay. That's down there permanently. You get two or three people running for a school board or city council, you can start to build a picture for these people. The Santa Cruz Sentinel, it claims it's local. It's not local. It's owned by the Wall Street Journal, Dow Jones, and it's run by CFR and TriLat people at the very top. And it's a joke to be pretend they're anything but informative. We've got chairs up at the University of California with Marxists in it. You walk into the court and there's a statue there in honor of Hugh DeLacy, who was not only a communist but a Soviet spy, part of the Sword Spy Ring. And the rainbow flag's running up there, and you supposedly have the Sentinel. Heck, the Sentinel had as their senior editor Claude Pepper, who wrote the foreword to a Soviet communist back in the 40s. It's just outrageous.
Do you agree,
Sentinel,
though, that it's
tell you nothing?
Do you agree, though, that it's not an us and them proposition anymore? One of the things that I really loathe about KSCO is there's always an us and them, the liberals
right.
against, and I don't see that. I see.
But not here on this show. I mean, I asked a similar question as you just did earlier in the program.
But I'm just saying that I see overall in your programming and your editorials and stuff, the liberals are this and the Republicans are that. And I personally see this worldwide movement. I even see it in Clinton skipping around with George Bush and George Bush Sr. I see that the things are overlapping to the point where it's if I were going to say it was an us against them in any way, I would say it would be the wealthy now mm-hmm. against, or the haves against the have-nots, much more so than a belief system that has to do with politics.
Yeah,
Roxanne,
really...
I'm not cutting you off. I think you've been the best caller of this program, except for maybe Hartman.
Oh, you are too cutting me off.
Okay. but I really we only have 3 minutes, and we got to get three more callers
thank
in.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks. Now
comments.
Let's go to Al in Santa Cruz. Al, real quick, you're on the air.
Hey, great show, and I want to back up Roxanne that people need to stick to issues and enough of this divisiveness between liberals and conservatives.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with a situation.
And we don't want anybody loathing KSCO.
Okay. I'm dealing with a situation in Southern California, a small Adventist community called Loma Linda that my family lived in for like over 50 years.
Yeah.
And they've got a full-on Republican, right-wing Christian city council, and they've got an eminent domain thing going where they went from taking commercial properties, old families that had had fruit stands, things like that, to where now they want to take occupied residences so that they can turn them into low-income housing to meet their federal requirements so that they can develop the hills around the area. And they pull all sorts of shenanigans, delaying it. And people, you know, because most of them are like kind of mild-mannered people. They're not politicized like they are in Santa Cruz. They sit there and they take this sort of thing.
We have a situation locally involving my own family here down on Pacific Avenue. There's no time to get into it today, but maybe later involving eminent domain that was done under false pretenses. I mean, the place next door, the old bookshop Santa Cruz property, you know, 10 years later is still undeveloped. It was supposed to be put together. Anyhow,
exactly.
No time for that.
I mean, I have no problems maybe putting pressure on the guy who's got to develop it or something, but you shouldn't be taking his property.
Okay.
And this sort of stuff goes on with the right and the left, and it's these big corporate interests that don't give a damn about individuals
freedom. That's exactly right. Okay, thank you,
Thanks.
Al.
That's the battle line.
Here's Mike,
right.
Mike and Soquel. You're on the air. Quick.
Hi, MZ. I just wanted to comment on the notion of the confiscation of guns by the UN. If they're allowed to do that, or if any government agency is allowed to do that, that's the first step in losing our constitutional rights.
Everybody knows that.
Completely. And that includes eventually our right to even call up your station and speak publicly about our opinion.
That's right.
And one day I could see the FCC coming and taking your station away from you.
That's right.
Because of that.
So tell everybody you know to tune into the radio station, to KSCO and KOMY. Do that. That'll help.
If that happens, they will have to declare martial law. And at that point, we've lost the Constitution, and everything that we have is gone.
Okay.
That's
Mike,
all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much. Here's our last caller of the day. I think it's Rory in Watsonville. Am I right?
Yes, you are. And hey. Great program.
Thank you.
Sustainable development and bad environmental policy has driven up the cost of land and building materials, and it restricted the amount of land that can be developed, and also restricting the utilization of surface water. So if people want to know why the price of a house in Santa Cruz County is $750,000, you can thank sustainable development and bad environmental policy based on scare tactics and not good science. So I think you guys are in the right vein. Great program. Very informative.
Thanks very much.
Thanks,
thank you.
And I really want to thank Jeannie Soderman and Gary Arnold. You guys are great. You don't get enough time on the radio here. I know we sort of sweep through you from time to time when you do call, but we need to do more programs like this where this is the topic, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thanks.
I definitely want to thank my mom, Kay Zwirling, here, because it was her idea to do this particular program. So I got to give Kay credit here, and rightfully so. That's it, gang. Have a happy 4th and a safe 4th. We'll see you next week. We will definitely see you next week, won't we, here? We should see you. Yeah, there we go.
That's all, folks. Fox News Radio, I'm Ken Duffy. One found, another feared dead. Missing Idaho girl Shasta Groney found alive at a local Denny's. Shasta was seen with Joseph Duncan, a registered sex offender.
Right now he's charged with kidnapping, as well as a couple of warrants, out-of-state warrants, fugitives from justice warrants. Other charges are possibly pending, depending on how this investigation goes.
Kootenai County Sheriff Captain Ben Wolfinger says Shasta's brother, Dylan, who's also missing, could be dead. More on the suspect, Joseph Duncan, from Fox's Adam Housley.
He's a level 3 registered sex offender who served 14 years in prison after the 1980 rape of a 14-year-old Tacoma, Washington boy. That story is absolutely horrific. Duncan at the time was 16 years old. He stole 4 handguns and ammunition from a neighbor's home in Tacoma.
Shasta's 9-year-old brother, Dylan, who also disappeared 6 weeks ago in Coeur d'Alene, is feared dead. Say thank you to American soldiers. In his weekly radio address, President Bush telling Americans to fly the flag on this July 4th weekend in honor of America's military.
On the 4th of July, we remember the vision and conviction of America's founders. We remember the ideals of liberty that led men from 13 colonies to gather in Philadelphia and pen a declaration of self-evident truths. And we remember the extraordinary personal courage that made their efforts a success.
In the Democratic response, Washington Senator Patty Murray says we're shortchanging monetarily those serving in Iraq and our veterans.
We owe our troops more than just words of thanks and photo ops. We must also remember that we've made a solemn promise to take care of them when they return home.
Murray says the Department of Veterans Affairs doesn't have money to provide medical care for returning troops. And Venus is victorious. American Venus Williams winning the women's singles title at Wimbledon. The 25-year-old took out top seed Lindsay Davenport in 3 sets. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service's State Forester, and the Ag Council.
All eyes on a court next week concerning the Natalie Holloway case.
Monday, we'll know who of the 3 suspects who are the focus of this investigation will stay in jail for another 60 days. Natalie Holloway's parents are suspicious all 3 have something to do with her disappearance because they are the last people to have been seen with Natalie leaving a nightclub May 29th. Her father says he knows a lot about the investigation, and if any of the suspects are set free, the family is going to start revealing it. The Dutch Marines are expected to help look for Natalie today, and the Netherlands is considering sending a fleet of F-16s to assist the helicopters already searching from above. In Palm Beach, Aruba, Carol McKinley, Fox News.
What about the search for Natalie? Tim Miller with Equisearch is busy with his team diving into the waters around the island.
I think if Natalie is in the water, I certainly don't want to rule out the idea that she may have possibly been put in some type of container.
Natalie's been missing for more than a month. There's the war on terror and the war on poverty. Philadelphia kicking off the American leg of the Live 8 concert, one of 9 being held around the world.
Philly's own Will Smith opened the U.S. Live 8 show in front of the Museum of Art here in the city of Brotherly Love, rallying the crowd to lend their support to end famine in Africa. Bon Jovi left the house, the Black Eyed Peas as well. Destiny's Child, one of their last performances before that group breaks up. And Kanye West really rallying the crowd. Nearly 1 million people expected here today in Philly, and 5.5 billion watching all 10 Live 8 concerts worldwide. In Philadelphia, Lisa Bernhard, Fox News.
And setting his sights on number 7, Lance Armstrong going for his 7th straight Tour de France win. The annual cycling race has begun. Armstrong completing the opening stage, finishing in 2nd place, just 2 seconds behind another American cyclist, David Zabriskie. I'm Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
It is 5 minutes past 12 p.m. here on Saturday, July 2nd, 2005. I'm Chris Spencer for KSCO Santa Cruz with a quick weather update for you. Low clouds and fog expected for most of the day today. Highs in the 60s coastside to upper 90s. Well inland, sea breeze 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, coastal low clouds and patchy fog, and lows in the 50s to mid-60s. Sea breeze around 10 to 20 miles per hour. And on your Monterey Bay Boaters forecast for today, west winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 20 knots. This afternoon, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, northwest swell 3 to 7 feet at 8 seconds, with low cloud and fog out there on the bay. 61 degrees here at KSCO Studios. Now stay tuned for Perspectives with your host, Donald Davidson.
Opinions expressed in the following live sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comment.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'm your co-host. Joining me in the studio today to host the show is our favorite dentist and talk show host, Dr. David Biles. Dr. Biles, would you like to introduce who you're going to have on for our guest? Our technician's calling him right now.
Thank you, Donald. Today we're going to have John Erb on with us. John has